it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
A new Knicks playoff record, 47 points. How were you able to will your team to this win today?
We just kept fighting and found a way to win. Now, it was a little ugly, scrappy, but I mean, we just kept staying connected and we found a way.
And you held Joel without a field goal in that fourth quarter. And that's with Hartenstein in foul trouble. And no Mitchell Robinson. And you were able to dominate the offensive boards without someone who does that on a regular basis. Just sum up the resiliency and grit of this squad.
Yeah, I mean, we stuck together. And I mean, to do that is unheard of. The way he's playing, the level he's playing at. But I mean, like I said before, we stuck together, we found a way, and we just keep fighting.
You're up 3-1. It's been a very chippy series. We saw you and Joel going back and forth. As you head back in front of that MSG crowd, what are you expecting in Game 5 with a chance to close it out?
I expect two hard teams going at it and just finding a way. And I wouldn't want it any other way.
Congrats on the win, Jalen.
Thank you. Thank you.
On that note, we are going to move on to the rest of the show, which includes, I'm sure, a lot of super chats. We'll do a couple more segments coming up. I'm going to actually call an audible. We're going to do our scoreboard check sponsored by T Squared Social. We're going to do that after this Dallas Clippers game is over. Because we're going to be here for a while, so we might as well do that after that game ends. But in the meantime, I do want to give a shout out to everybody at T Squared Social who got together today for what I'm sure was a watch party that was a ton of fun. Again, 42nd Street, right down the block from Grand Central. Hey, if you're watching this and you're like in New York City and you're like, I want to grab a drink and celebrate this next win, go to T Squared Social right now. Again, 42nd Street, say KFS sent you, they'll give you a beer. But we'll do the T Squared Social segment again after the Dallas Clippers game is over. Let's get to some super chats because I want to feel what the people are feeling. Okay, the first five I'm told are from Robert Cross, and he has more where this came from. But we're gonna start with five. Robert W. Cross, Jalen Brunson. That's the whole super chat. It's your boy, John. Did you notice loser Embiid questionably step on Hart? Didn't stop the Lion from grabbing 15 rebounds or five more than loser Embiid questionable. Is that his new name? Loser Embiid questionable. Listen, we are going to try to stay above childish name calling. Says the guy who changed his Twitter handle to F Embiid. Because we don't need to resort to that level, Robert. But yes, I did see it. I also saw when Embiid gave Jalen Brunson a nice old forearm shiver and then claimed to know not what he... Well, I didn't... What are you talking about? I didn't do anything. What did you do? I didn't do that. You're playing basketball. Pull a guy's leg down. Make sure it doesn't fall on me. Come on. Poppycock. Thank you, Robert. Robert W. Cross with another one. Again, third of five. It's first time, long time. It's your boy, John. Did you notice how OG shut down loser Embiid questionable? I enjoyed it myself. Yes, I did notice. And DJ Zula, that's why I was so happy to have him here to talk about it. because we talk. You know what I loved about that? I loved that, like, and I'm as guilty as this, of this as anyone. People who talk about the NBA tend to rely on, when they talk about certain players or teams or things, like they rely on like the shorthand versions of like to describe a player. And because it's like just easier than going into depth about all the things that make the player special or the team special. And the OG shorthand is like, oh, he could guard everyone from, he'd guard your point guard, he'd guard your center, he'd guard anyone in between. That's what makes it special. He could guard Joel Embiid, he'd guard Tyrese Maxey. Rarely is there a game or a series in this case where he will actually need to do both things. In this series, he has done both things. Now, as DJ just talked about, the move for X's and O's reasons was probably to get him off of Maxey, and that worked well tonight. They don't win the game if he can't guard Embiid. Credibly. They don't win the game unless he can do that. And he fucking did it. And he did it. That's an OG Anunoby for you. That's why you go out and you trade for OG Anunoby. Because there's nobody else in the league who does what he does. Specifically what he does. Thank you, Robert. Fourth one from Robert. First time, long time. It's your boy, John. Make that 16 rebounds for Hart and six more than loser and being questionable. My bad. I did not realize you were still tweeting this stuff out as the game was going on, but I see now that Josh Hart ended up with 17 rebounds. So I wonder if there's going to be another super chat from you. And then last one from Robert before we move on to some other ones. First time, long time, it's your boy, John. I hope loser Embiid questionable's knees hold up from obscenities that pour down on his shoulders from the rafters of the Mecca on Tuesday. Well, I hope Joel Embiid packs earplugs on his Acela Express trip to New York, because I don't think he is prepared for what is in store. Now, again, I want to everybody, like, we at some point, not tonight, at some point, we do need to take a deep breath before Tuesday. It feels like the series is over right now. This is the sort of win where the way they won it, and the fact that obviously they have home court advantage, you're like, the series is over, right? You feel like the series is over. Series is not over. That is an incredibly talented basketball team. Talented. Again, I'm choosing my words carefully here. They have talent. They have all the talent they need to win any game in this series. And yet, they've only won one. And that's a credit to everything that me and DJ just talked about. And obviously, it's credit to Jalen Brunson. The Knicks need to keep their foot on the gas. They need to keep doing all the things that they're doing. Ideally, they need to hit a few more shots, hit a few more free throws. You know, I think they made the Sixers very uncomfortable tonight, and that is a large reason why the Sixers shot the way that they did. But like, I don't know that you're going to be able to count on another game from the Sixers where they shoot 35% from the field and 27% from three. So, like, that game five, man, that looms large. That looms large. I'm not saying like, oh, if they lose that game, you know, advantage Philly. No, no, but Knicks, I'm sure they will, because they treat a game in February against the Pistons like it's game seven. So I have no doubt that they'll treat game five like it's game seven. But it's a big game. It's a big game. All right. Thank you, Robert, for starting us off on the right foot. Appreciate your generosity. I don't thank you enough for it, but I'm thanking you now. Jesse M. Sorry, John Starks. Jalen Brunson is officially the best free agent signing in Knicks history. Not even debatable at this point. I mean, I'll do a top 10 list this summer. I think he's one of the 10 greatest free agents. I think he has to be at this point like a shoo-in for one of the top 10 free agent signings in NBA history. And I think there's an argument for top five. It's going to be tough because there are at least five players who have been signed as free agents and directly led their teams to a championship. You know, and if you want to, the list gets even longer. If you want to include, you know, like LeBron James, it ended up being like a sign-in trade that brought him to Miami and a sign-in trade that brought him back to Cleveland. So like, do you count those? Do you not count those? Even if you count those, he's definitely in the top 10, you know, and it's like, you look at like, you know, like Kawhi Leonard sat today for the Clippers. Like, even at times this year, you would have been like, well, obviously he's not as good a free agent signing as like someone like Kawhi signing with the Clippers. And yet you look at like where that organization was, like they were in a really good spot. Like, I know they were kind of shuffling the deck a little bit after they traded Blake and the whole thing, but like they had had a great, they had reset their culture. They got new ownership. They, you know, had great years with CP and Blake Griffin. My point on going down that little tangent is to just say, Jalen Brunson, like, he was the first superstar to sign. Like he decided, he's like, I'm going to take this on and continue to get better and better and better and better and better. Insane. Thanks, Jesse. Robert W. Cross with another one. It's your boy, John. I felt that Tibbs made smart coaching decisions in the second half with Deuce, OG, and Precious. Wax poetic for me. I mean, I've done it already. You know, I hope they don't mind me saying, because it's in our text thread, but both Fred and Benji were like, John, and they're, you know, they're two of the, you know, five smartest basketball minds that I have the privilege of getting to talk to on a regular basis. They're like, John, you have every excuse to wax poetic about Tibbs. But it wasn't just the second half. It wasn't just leaving those guys in the game. It was, or playing them as much as he did. It was all the stuff that DJ talked about from the jump. You know, the adjustments after, I mean, he's adjusted every step of the way. And I think you could argue that this is his, I mean, not even you could argue, like, this is a better coaching performance than first round in Cleveland last year, because first round in Cleveland last year, he was coaching against JB Bickerstaff, which, like, I don't want to crap on JB Bickerstaff, but JB Bickerstaff is like not an elite coach. So it wasn't a whole lot for Thibodeau to do to outcoach JB Bickerstaff. Nick Nurse is an excellent coach. And Tibbs, at the very least, has been with him step for step, and his team's up 3-1, and the other guy has the two quote-unquote superstars. We only have the one. So, you know, do the math. Thanks, Robert. Drew P. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is my time to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. That is an Instagram post courtesy of Mitchell Robinson that he put out earlier today. Clearly, he thought he was going to be able to give it a go. Wasn't quite there. He'll get there. Nobody wants to be on the floor. I can promise you this. I can promise you this. No one wants to be on the floor right now for these games more than Mitchell Robinson. If he could physically like be out there on for game five, he's going to be out there. He's going to be out there. And as the quote applies to the team at large, well done. Thank you, Drew. Freddy 1687. Precious is the unsung hero of the game. Incredible. Yeah, I saw somebody tag me on Twitter saying this was the Precious game. It's tough to be anything other than the Jalen Brunson game when Jalen Brunson set the franchise record for points. I'm looking at it right now. At halftime for Clippers Mavs. You know, Brunson's 47 points, the rest of the Knicks 50 points. Brunson did it on 34 shots. The Knicks did it on the rest of the Knicks took like 50, whatever, two, I think. He was unbelievable. But if you want to say that, I mean, I'm going to have a hell of a time picking stars of the game for this. Is who gets the second designation? I'm probably going to have to go with OG, and then Precious will get third billing for me. But here's the thing. OG Anunoby is a guy who's about to become a $40 million a year player, or maybe not 40, but like whatever, 35, 36. Some he's about to get paid an obscenely large amount of money. The Knicks gave up an obscenely significant trade package to get him. He's supposed to do what he, like, I don't know if anybody's supposed to do what he did to Joel Embiid today, but like, this is what OG Anunoby is here to do. Precious, to go from being out of the rotation to stepping in and just playing the biggest minutes for the end of the third and the entire fourth quarter. I think that's your argument for why it's the Precious game, because like Brunson's a superstar. OG's he's the best role player in the league. You know, Precious is like, he wasn't supposed to do this and he did it, and they don't win the game if he doesn't. Thanks, Freddie. Ryan Huang, what's going on? This fucking team. Amen to that. Brunson is the best thing to happen to this franchise since the frozen envelope. Inject precious minutes into my veins. Hashtag next man up. Where's my...
Oh, I must have gotten rid of it. Oh, no, I know. There it is.
That's why I made the boxing analogy earlier today, but next man up works just as well.
You know, that's...
But the difference is that, like, football teams aren't built around superstars. I mean, some of them obviously have superstar quarterbacks, but like the concept of next man up is so integral to football because guys get hurt so often, and like the ability for your backup offensive lineman or your backup like linebacker or something to step in and do a serviceable job could be the difference between winning and losing a game. That's not like next man up mentality is not really a thing that exists in the NBA. It's like the talent is very clear. And if the talent that you have in reserve is better than the talent or as good as the talent that goes out because they're hurt or in foul trouble or whatever, then they're not going to be there for very long because someone else is going to pay them a lot of money to do the thing that they're not doing for your team because you have too many talented guys. It's like, so this stuff is, it's really rare. And the Knicks have a team with the next man up mentality, and they've had it all year. Thanks, Ryan.
What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking FOURPLAY foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, FOURPLAY, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup.
Louis Miedens, this freaking team, we're considerate of my cab driver friend. Deuce McBride is a dog, and he has a role on winning basketball for a long time. At one point, he outscored the Philly bench by 6. Gentlemen's sweepy incoming.
Oh, man. If they won this series in 5 games.
I mean, I hope they do. I hope they do. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. Unless they've just mentally broken Philly, and I don't think they have. I would be very, very, very surprised if we got anything less from an outstanding performance from the Sixers. Or let me rephrase that. I would be surprised if we got anything less than an outstanding effort from Philly to start the game. At the very least, right? In game 5. So let's see. Let's see what happens. Sam Garcia, what's going on, Sam? Damn the honey. I'm going to oil Brunson up right effing now. Damn the honey. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. Or maybe not, because he's married, I think. But I'm sure he appreciates the offer. Thank you, Sam. Robert Cross with another one. It's your boy John. Knicks in 5 will be sweet music to my ears. Hey, I just realized something, Robert W. Cross. It was a couple days after your birthday, so I feel bad they couldn't get it on the big day. But, the Knicks got their 53rd win tonight. How about that? So, congratulations to you. You manifested a friggin' hashtag. I don't know how you did it, but you did. Except I hope this season they could exceed your hashtag and maybe exceed it by a, a, a goodly number. We'll see. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the generosity, man. Stephen Tro, thank you for the contribution. And thanks to everybody watching. I don't know how many people are watching, but appreciate all of you. And hope you're dancing in the streets as you watch. Haitian Ferg, what's going on, Haitian? Shout out to the bench, coach, and JB. Embiid, you're still I'm just reading the words on the page, folks. You're still a bitch. Let's go next. Hey, Kenny, we got the best player on the court, bro. I got smoke for Becky with the good hair. Haitian, you broke me. Haitian, I love you. Man, who's been the best player in this series? That's a tough one because I'd have said Tyrese Maxey was the best player in the series through two games. Through three games, largely because of his game three performance, I would have said that Embiid was the best player in the series. Although Maxey would have been close. And now that performance was so good. But man, his shot making was so off in games one and two. And yet, you look up, I don't know. I don't know. It's tough. I don't know. I think at this point in time, if you're like, who's the best player in this series right now, today, I'm going to say it's Jalen Brunson. I'm just trying to consider all four games. I'm going to read a quick quote. Haitian, thank you so much for the generous contribution, man. You're too much. And you made me lose it. This is Josh Hart on OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa's defense on Joel Embiid. I don't think you can give them enough credit, honestly. They played tough. OG was like, I want that matchup. And he did a good job on him. And then when we switched and Precious got on him, he did a great job. I want that matchup. And OG's not going to tell you that. Because he's like the shyest guy in the room. He'll talk to you about basketball. He's great. Loves talking about basketball. He's great talking about basketball, but he's not going to like do the self-aggrandizing thing at all. That's where we are. Dan Hidalgo. What's going on, Dan? This effing team just finds a way to win. Incredible grit. They've responded to losses like this all year. This is why we watch. Congratulations, Knicks fam. I mean, I'm just reading a quote from Josh Hart, which I'm going to read after this, because it has everything to do with what we're talking about. All of the stuff that we praise this team for, all the ways in which we say that this team is capable of winning games. It's all like interconnected, because like I'm going to read this quote from Josh Hart. He said this about Jalen Brunson's performance. We needed it. His starting small forward, power forward, whatever the hell I am, never misses an opportunity to take a dig at Tibbs. Ain't make a shot. I was like Shaq at the free throw line, so we needed it. But like that one soundbite tells you so much. It tells you that like, yeah, their starting small forward cannot make a shot, and they can still win a game. It tells you that they have a superstar who's capable of like overcoming every challenge tossed his way. It tells you that they have the sort of camaraderie where like these guys mercilessly like F around with each other. They mess around with each other. They are self-depreciating to themselves. Jalen Brunson's up there on the dais talking about we need to continue to be humble. And it tells you everything you need to know about this team, where Josh Hart could sit there and not a single person who watched this game is going to say a critical thing about him other than him saying about himself, even though he didn't make a shot, because they watched the game and they know the impact. That's how you respond to losses. That's like when we talk about grit and toughness and all that bullshit, like this is what that is. It's not running around with like a chicken with your head cut off. And what it is more than any of those things is preparation. And putting in the work and putting in the time, the unglamorous time that nobody sees and you're not going to get paid extra for. That's what wins games. And that's what they do. That's what they do. Thank you, Dan. Rich McLeod, what's going on, Rich? 1 point for Embiid in the fourth quarter after trying to injure more Knicks players. All-time bitch performance. Let's freaking go. I'm not going to lie. When Embiid got off to the start that he got off to in the first quarter, I was like, man, is this guy just going to have one of the all-time series, you know, in NBA history? Is he just going to, like, is he going to put up another 50 tonight? Because the way he came out in that first quarter, it looked like that's what he was going to do. And then when he started drawing all those fouls on Hartenstein in the third quarter, I'm like, I wonder if he's raring up. I wonder if this is what's going to happen. And they didn't let him. And I think a little bit of that is on Embiid. And I think a lot of it is with the Knicks defense that deserves all the credit in the world. You know, I saw he said after the game, it's a make or miss league and we didn't make shots today. That's fine. This game wasn't about making or missing shots. You know why? Because the Knicks didn't make any shots in the fourth quarter. DJ told you. They were whatever they were. Seven for 20-something in the fourth, or 6 for 20-something in the fourth, the Knicks were. Didn't lose this game because you didn't make shots, big guy. You got out-toughed. Got out-hustled. You got out-tried. Got out-conditioned. Got out-worked. Don't worry. You're in good company. Thanks, Rich. True statement. What's going on? True statement. We they daddy. Hashtag go New York, go New York, go. I will hold off on any comments about us fathering the Philadelphia 76ers until we've officially vanquished them from the playoffs. Today, we were their daddy. I will say that. Today, we were their daddy. Thank you, true statement. Robert W. Cross with another one. I wonder how many of the remaining Super Chats are from Robert Cross. It's your boy, John. What do you think the narrative will be for loser Embiid questionable? Every time I read this, I'm sorry. I'm like, it should be loser questionable Embiid, or actually questionable loser Embiid. Questionable Embiid loser. There's a lot of different ways you could go, but the way you've chosen is very unsettling to me. What will the narrative be when Philly crashes out in five? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen. Robert, DM me. I'll Venmo you $5 if you want. I'm not going to talk about what the narratives are going to be after the series is over. I'm not going to do it yet. I have too much respect for the Sixers to do that at this point after four games and after being up 3-1. I will say that I think there will be an immense amount of pressure on the Sixers for game five. I think there will be an immense amount of pressure on the Sixers as there should be. Like, this was, I'm going to be very curious to listen to certain national perspectives on this game tomorrow, because the Knicks won this game. They won this game. I think there will be ample criticism for Philadelphia. So yeah, I'll just leave it at that for now. Thank you, Robert. Mark Fabros, Precious was huge in the fourth. Precious was huge the whole game. Like, you can't say enough. Like, we're talking about no Mitch. We're talking about no Bogey. We haven't mentioned the name Julius Randle once. Because it's like, it's not even a part of the story anymore. The fact that, again, I'm going to do the thing. I know your comment was about Precious, but it all goes to the same pot, because like, Precious stepping up in the fourth quarter is just, it's all about where this team has come from and what their mentality is. Imagine if you'd have been told before the season that the Knicks are going to be involved in a series with the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers are going to have both of their stars and Julius Randle will not play a minute and the Knicks will be up 3-1 after four games. What would your response have been? And then you're going to, and on top of it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, it's because Precious Achiuwa in the fourth quarter just was like dominant on defense. You would accuse the person of taking fucking crazy pills. That's where we are. Thank you, Mark. Akash Trivedi, what's going on, Doc? OG and Precious on Embiid, game changing, along with Brunson, of course. Let's effing go, Knicks. They're the three players that define the game. And yet that leaves out Josh Hart, leaves out Deuce McBride. And there are the five guys that played the fourth quarter. Here's a good one. I think the only sub in the fourth was, so Brunson obviously sat the fourth and McBride started for him. Brunson came back in for DiVincenzo. So DiVincenzo played the first 2 minutes and 25 seconds of the fourth quarter. The Knicks were up by one when Brunson came in, and they ended up winning by five. Didn't make another substitution the whole game. Thanks, Doc. Chris Carter, I need medical help.
Oh man,
I was gonna open with this, but I forgot. I think I probably broke my hand or did something not good to my hand in the fourth quarter of that game because I was like slamming. I have like a steam pipe in my basement here where I podcast from that I like. It has padding on it, so I did. It's not like a hard pipe, but thin padding. Whack my hand against that. I was like slamming my hand on the floor, and my poor babysitter, who is a good friend of mine, who I've worked with for years, was sitting here with me and my 3-year-old daughter. She's now watching in the other room. Hopefully they're okay. Watching me like act like an insane person, like literally slamming my hand like half a dozen times against the floor and just like yelling obscenities, you know, in the presence of my, again, 3-year-old daughter. My God, the therapy bills that this kid's going to need someday. She's the one that's going to need the medical help, not dad. So anyway, shout out to you, Chris. Anthony Sixto, what's going on, Anthony? Precious, OG, and Hart with five fouls, put on a masterclass of defense in the fourth. Showed you can play physical and clean, beautiful. Can I tell you the thing that got under, not under my skin, thinking under my skin. The thing that I'm just going to say it. The thing that worried me the most after game three is I was like, man, they lost that game on defense. You know, they lost that game on defense. Like, I know they could score more, and I know having a second shot creator like puts less pressure on everybody else and it can increase your offense and the whole thing. But like, they lost the game on defense. Yeah, putting the Embiid stuff aside, right? The Embiid nonsense. They lost the game on defense. And I'm like, man, how could they get better on defense? Because like, Brunson's obviously going to be out there, you know? And look at who else they had out there. They had Hardenstein. They had OG Anunoby. They had Josh Hart. Like, you know, DiVincenzo's a guy I think we all feel pretty comfortable with defensively, although today it was Deuce McBride was the way to go, correctly. And I'm like, man, can this team, like, when a top-notch offense is really firing on all cylinders, like, does this team have the defensive ceiling that it takes? And shame on me for ever thinking those nasty thoughts. Again, I'll say it. I say it a lot. I'll say it again. Like, really, just terrible job by me for questioning this team in any capacity, because they just have every answer every time. They just do. Thanks, Anthony.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other
another qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Chris V, what's going on, Chris? Embiid looked tired, but give credit to OG's defense. Yeah, I mean, but again, is that because he's hurt? Is that because he's a 300-pound man and it's game number whatever it is in the season? Is that because his conditioning went by the wayside because of the injury that he suffered? How much of it has to do with the fact that he's hurt? Like, I'll look it up. I'm fairly certain that Joel Embiid has never played this many minutes in a playoff game. I'll grab this right now. It'll take me 2 seconds. Come on, career playoffs. So prior to tonight, the most minutes Joel Embiid had ever played in a playoff game, he had played 46 minutes and 12 seconds last year in game 4 against the Boston Celtics. That game notably went to overtime. He played 45 minutes and 12 seconds in a 2019 game, an Eastern Conference semifinal game against the Toronto Raptors. That was game 7. So game 7, he played 45 minutes and 12 seconds. So I think, and then there was one other game we played, or two other games we played over 44 minutes. First round against the Raptors, that game also went into overtime. And then, sorry, I'm sure this is scintillating podcasting. Game 6 against the Miami Eastern Conference semifinal. So that was the elimination game, where they lost to Miami in 6. So he played 44 minutes. How is this? 44 minutes and 3 seconds in that game. I don't have the exact minute and second count for this. I don't know if they rounded up to get the 44 or if they rounded down. But in terms of regulation games and play in Joel Embiid's playoff career, the only game that he played more than 44 minutes was the game 7 against Toronto, the year that Toronto won the championship. He's never played more minutes other than that than he did today, 44 minutes. So, yeah, definitely exhausted. Kane Marco, Tape Bob General, thank you for the very generous contribution. Thank you to everyone watching. Thank you to everybody who contributed. And most of all, I know, because I want every person who gives anything and contributes to the show and contributes to what we do, I want to just try to make sure I give them their due time. So thank you for everybody's patience. Anyway, Kane Marco, I love this team like I love my mama. Let's fucking go. On that note, because I don't have anything else to add other than shout out to my mom. She's at a wedding in New Jersey right now. And she felt so bad that she couldn't be here to watch our youngest daughter. But I want to tell you, Mom, because I know you'll be listening to this tomorrow. It's okay. Isabella's fine. We're doing good. And I love this win like I love my mama. So there you go. Hayden Freed, what's going on? You're welcome. I sat next to Leon today. Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go. We got some fresh reporting here. I told him personally, we ain't need M flop. MSG South. Got it. South is shaking right now, walking out. Brunson cheers heard everywhere. Good. This is good. See, I always forget things during the intro, and these super chats jog my memory. The Knicks presence, the Knicks fan presence in Philly today. Like, you want to talk about this fan base is showing out. Like, this fan base has been showing out all season. And they showed out in games 3 and 4, but really today, like, you want to talk about loud and into it, and like, you hear the douche chants, you hear, you know, boos when there was a bad call that went against the Knicks or something. Like, man, incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. Thank you, Hayden. Justin, this team, Brunson turning into 84. Brunson turning into 84. I think you mean 84 Bernard King, right? Right. Hart played his best game of the series by far. It's funny. Like, it might have been, you know, Tom Thibodeau, you don't have to shoot well to play well. I don't know. I can't say I can't sit here and say it was his most impactful game when he shot like he did in game two and made the threes that he did in game one. He played better today than he played in game one. I'll give you that. I don't know that he played better today than he played in game two, because game two had the first half shot making. I thought he also played very well. Because like shot making is part of how well you play. If you take out the shot making, then yeah, this was his best game, but it's part of the conversation too. Anyway, Embiid is so dirty. OG gets the game ball today. He battled. Let's go Knicks. You know what's wild is that like you're sitting here and you're like, OG gets the game ball today. Right? And no one who watched this game is going to be like, oh, that's insane. Jalen Brunson scored more points than any player in franchise history. Obviously, he gets the game ball. Except watching the game, you're like, okay, you want to give the game ball to OG Anunoby? Give the game ball to OG Anunoby. That's how impactful he was. It's this friggin' team, man. Anyway. Thanks, Justin. I'm just looking here at Benji's grades for this game. I'll read Robert Cross's super chat here. #53wins for a team that represents the city. Can't wait to see you on the KFS party bus. It's your boy, John. Yeah. Let's get one more. And then let's get four more. And then we can talk about party buses, Robert. Okay? I'm going to read you Big Threat, your boy, Big Threat Ben's grades, which I always love. Brunson, A+. There's a shocker. And here are the A-minuses. Anunoby, A-, McBride, A-, Achiuwa, A-. Hart gets the B+. Interesting. So, obviously, 0-7, factoring in significantly here in Benji's grading. And then Hartenstein C+, DiVincenzo C+. I don't know, man. I might have gone. I mean, Benji's a tough grader. So I think I might have gone A for Achiuwa and Anunoby and A- for Hart. So I think I would have bumped all three of them up one grade. But I'm also an easy grader. And you could ask anyone that I've ever. Honestly, ask my students. They know I'm an easy grader. Thanks, Robert. Connor, remember when Embiid asked Dante what he was going to do about it after another dirty play? That's what. Mitch's revenge served. Nothing like a dish. It's a dish best served cold. They didn't get into a fight. I love DJ's point about it. There was never a hard foul. There's no, let's send Jericho Sims into the game after 5 minutes. No. That's not what this Knicks team does. That's not how they're built. They don't need to do it. They don't want to do it. It's not what they're about. And I'm happy they didn't do any of that stuff. They went out there and they're like, we're the better basketball team. We have the best basketball player. We have the best role players. We have the best coach. We're better prepared. We're better conditioned. And we're mentally tougher. All those things came to fruition today. Every single one of them. They don't need to get involved in the nonsense. They don't need to. They're too good for it. Thank you, Connor. Dan Hidalgo, this team has carved a special place in Knicks lore. It's almost like remember how you felt during Linsanity? Not again, it's a different thing, but like the thing that defined Linsanity was like you felt so lucky to be a Knick fan in that moment, which came after 10 years of feeling not lucky to be a Knick fan. You just feel privileged to root for this team right now. You feel privileged that we get to root for them. And if fans of 29 other teams or fans or people who aren't NBA fans or any of that, like they don't get to do this. We get to do this. When a team makes you feel like privileged to have the pleasure of rooting for them, that's when you know that they've attained something special. And I don't, the only competition for me at this point is 99. That's it. And those teams are very different. Thanks, Dan. Alfie Greco. What's going on, Alfie? Bad time to be a brick wall right now. Ah, let's fucking go. Hashtag F Philly. It's actually spelled P-H-U-C-K. Yeah, man. Incredible stuff. Just absolutely incredible stuff. Thank you, Alfie. Sam L. What's going on, Sam? Prayers up for Bogey, Mitch, and JB's health. You forgot about Julius. He's still recovering from surgery. We're going to need them at full strength if we want to get to where we want to go. These guys are warriors. You know, I'll allow myself to dabble in. I'll allow myself to dabble in the what if. If you're someone who analyzes the sport for a living, for as much as like the Knicks have already forced people in the national media to recalibrate their expectations and their expectations for this team several times this year, I think people might need to recalibrate it one more time. Because like to go out there and win that game in that fashion, like you can't count them out against any team. Just can't do it. You can't count them out. They've earned that right. Thank you, Sam.